When people wonder, does the individual survive death? The answer is, which individual are you talking about? The old individual who was bordering senility? The young person who was in love and full of romance and desire? Or the young child who was full of innocence and wonder? Which one would you survive as? Vedanta tells us that the afterlife brings the opportunity for a creative leap. As our choices continue to expand, we will experience a new reality that is far richer than the conventional notion of heaven. Heaven is an endpoint whereby all transformation stops. Souls lounge around in a blessed state that sounds frankly like eternal assisted living. Why should consciousness become inert? In life, we respond to everything going on around us. In the afterlife, survival would be meaningless unless we continued to respond. The biggest difference is that in the afterlife, the input of the five senses no longer stimulates us. The furniture of the mind has been cleared away, leaving a space that is both inside and outside ourselves. This is why Jesus wasn't being paradoxical when he sometimes talked about heaven within you and heaven with the Father. When you empty a room of furniture, the space left behind is empty. But the Vedic rishis say that mental space is different. It is full of possibilities. Anything can be born there. They call this pregnant space Akasha. The closest equivalent in English would be dream space. A dream is like a blank screen on which anything can be projected. Akasha is the same. When Vedanta says that every world is a projection of the mind, it is describing an Akashic dream. The Akashic dream is cosmic, unlike the personal dreams we have at night. NDEs tell us that the stage of crossing over, the temporary realm preceding the full experience of the afterlife, still feels personal. People report seeing their deceased friends and relations, for example. The possibility of taking a creative leap has yet to be realized. As long as you continue to feel like the person you were, you can't experience the unknown. In all the tales of ghosts who want to be set free, what holds them back is memory. They continue to remember what physical life was like, and the unfinished business of those memories has a grip. The unsettled spirit can't escape into the next stage of existence. What this means, strangely enough, is that when the afterlife has become real, the physical world has become the dream. It's just a matter of perspective. Vedanta holds that consciousness is convinced by its own creations. Therefore, nothing we can see, hear, and touch, whether in waking, dreaming, or beyond both, is ultimately real. They merely represent shifting perspectives. To be completely free means waking up from all dreamlike states and reclaiming who you are, the maker of reality. In the afterlife, a person wakes up from one extremely convincing perspective, physical existence, and faces the possibility of freedom. Akasha isn't any particular perspective. It's a wide-open playing field waiting for players to enter it. Who will the players be? They could be the same players we are already used to. They could be players we have imagined and are eager to see. They could be otherworldly beings. They could be emanations of ourselves. They could be embodiments of abstract ideas. In world culture, all these variations have been reported. Christian heaven is a specific Akashic play, a drama of redemption with otherworldly beings in it, along with familiar people from the past and an abstraction that we call God. To the extent that all these images materialize in the mind, a dying Christian accepts that she has arrived in heaven. Vedanta says that the deeper truth is that the dying person has arrived in a creative space, Akasha, which produces whatever is wanted. Akasha is elusive because it's so open-ended. It's as unpredictable as a dream and just as convincing. Even so, the Akashic field can be navigated. In fact, it must be navigated if we are to take advantage of the creative leap that the afterlife opens up. We have a chance to open up the possibilities beyond what our culture has conditioned us to believe. In the afterlife, the mind is multidimensional. Akasha takes us out of all time-space limitations, In truth, we always were multidimensional, only we were so convinced by inhabiting the material world that we conformed to its rules. Now we need to adapt ourselves to Akasha, where there is structure without rigid rules and creative possibility without cultural dogma.